Good morning, and welcome to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour starring Gary Rossignol of RE/MAX Preferred Group. To be part of the program, dial 513-563-1480 to get your answers to questions about your home and property. The number again, 513-563-1480. Now, here's Gary.
Good morning. You know, Confucius said, find a job you love and you'll never work a day in your life. That reminded me of my guest this morning. He's always willing to help others and talk about his favorite subject, which is radon.
Radon. Yes.
You don't consider it a job, do you?
Absolutely not.
So please welcome the owner of Mobile Radon Diagnostic, my friend, Mr. Tino Pucci.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I don't look at this as a job. It's fun.
Right. Absolutely.
When it stops being fun, it's time to do something else. Well, the band I play in, Blue Stone Ivory, when we got back together 23 years ago, we had three rules. Well, two basic rules. Number one, we're playing the music that we love and we enjoy. And number two, when it stops being fun, we quit.
There you go.
23 years later, we're still at it.
That is awesome. That is really cool.
So this is a part of the show where you get to win some gifts. And the music trivia is sponsored this week by Home Builders of Cincinnati because they are the creators and the major sponsors of Homerama, which happens this time of year every year for, I don't know, what, 30-some years, I guess? I don't know. I have to look that up and see. But this is for two passes to Homerama, which starts today and goes through the 25th of June. It's open every day from 4 until 9 during the week, and noon until 9 on the weekends. So the phone number here is 513-563-1480. And the question is, my birth name was David Robert Jones. In 1966, I changed my name to avoid confusion with Davy Jones of the Monkees. I went on to record several big hits like Let's Dance, Cha-Cha-Cha Changes, and Ziggy Stardust and Space Oddity. Who am I? What is his stage name? That's a bad problem to have, to be confused with Davy Jones of the Monkees. No, I can't do that. I got to change it to this.
Right.
So, and I've heard a lot of things why he changed it to the name that he has now, and it was named after an old Indian. I'm not going to give it away. It was an old Indian knife.
Really?
Yeah. And so he went with that as his last name. But what is his name? He had four big hits, many, many big hits, but his bigger ones was Les Dance, Changes, Ziggy Stardust, and Space Oddity. 513-563-1480. We'll give away two winners. You get two passes to Homerama. Those are worth $20 a piece, ladies and gentlemen. So you're getting a $40 value in gifts. It's a fun time, Homerama. It's in Newport this year at Martin's Gate, overlooking, it's got a river view, all the homes do. So that's going to be pretty cool. There we go. The phones are ringing. So I have Mr. Tino Pucci. I've known you now for 16, 17, 18.
Yeah.
You've been around since when?
87.
1987, you started Mobile Radon. You were the only one that did that in Cincinnati then.
Yeah. Well, first licensed contractor in Cincinnati, yes.
And what got you going with radon mitigation? Radon
just testing? A whim of some brother-in-laws of mine. Some brother-in-laws of mine happened to take an interest in testing, and so I got involved as well.
Okay. And they don't do it anymore?
No. No. They were just doing it as a hobby.
They just planted the seed and you planted it and you went for it.
Yes.
That's it. That's the way great things happen, you know. It starts with a dream and you put it into reality.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good service to take care of things.
It is. It is.
Take care of people, yeah.
It's getting more and more prevalent. We were talking before the show that I know you do commercial and you do schools and you do office building testing.
Yep.
And because radon is everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
No home can escape. Have you ever tested a home and have it come at 0.0?
Not yet.
No.
Not yet. Well, after mitigation, in the 36 years, I have had three houses come back at 0.0.
Three, wow.
Now, if you did multiple tests in those homes, would they all come back at 0.0?
Probably
maybe
not. Yeah.
You might get a 0.1 occasionally, but yeah, it's pretty amazing that they came back at 0.0.
That's cool.
Yep.
I know. I'm in and out of a lot of houses, and there was one that I recently represented the buyer in Independence, Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
We went in, and probably half the houses that we look at have radon mitigation, and I always look to see the sticker on it.
Yeah.
And probably 7 out of 10 of those have mobile radon sticker on it.
Perfect. Perfect.
This particular house had been mitigated 5 or 6 years mm-hmm. prior. So we had it tested by an independent company, and it came back at 1.1.
Perfect.
After 5 years.
Nice.
So that's high five there, my friend.
I'm glad you had it tested.
Oh, yeah. And the question is, should we shut it off before we have it tested for our real estate deal? Why would you do that?
Who would do that?
I've read articles about that.
No, that's silly.
Yeah, right. You want to see if it's working.
Right. And what's even more silly is people come in to test a house without the system running.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously it's there because there was an issue.
Mm-hmm.
So don't test if it's not running. Make sure the system's running first.
Now, if you want to test it without it running and then turn it on and wait a few days and then retest it maybe?
I mean, just for what reason? To have some fun?
Sure. Spend extra money?
I guess, yeah, sure.
So tell me a little bit more about radon diagnostics. You started it 30?
Yeah, so we were the first licensed, as we said, contractor in Cincinnati. And ever since then, we've grown the testing and mitigation business from there. And we've been mitigating residential homes and buildings of all sorts, all different kinds of multi-family buildings, as you mentioned, schools, office mm-hmm. buildings. Really, any kind of building that sits on the ground has radon gas in it and should seriously be tested to see if there's an elevated situation where it needs to be mitigated.
Yeah. There's a ton of people that test. I mean, any home inspector can get their license to do testing.
Yes.
But you have to go a lot further to be able to mitigate.
Sure. And the way the regulations are written, certainly in the state of Ohio, is that it is a regulated industry. So, of course, no one is allowed to discuss mitigation procedures or techniques or designs or anything about mitigation unless you're a licensed specialist.
Gotcha.
According to the protocols in our state.
So there's a lot fewer mitigation companies than there are testing.
Correct, companies. Yes.
Do you find it a conflict, let's say, for you to go in and test and then find the levels high and price out and design a system for mitigation?
No, because, you know, all the testing is we're all using continuous radon monitors, and the monitors themselves do all the work. We just really just set the monitors and then we print out the results. So it's been proven there's no conflict of interest there
okay.
whatsoever.
All right. Now, they have to be... the monitors themselves have to be regulated.
Oh, yeah. Those are calibrated annually. Yep. And regulated. And there's tons of paperwork. And oh, yeah, for sure. Lots of record keeping.
And they're probably not cheap, are they?
No, they are not. Exactly.
Wonder who has their hand in that pot.
Exactly. Not me.
So, for my listening audience who are not familiar with what radon is, simply explain what it is, how it was found, and what the dangers are to have radon levels in your home.
Well, radon gas is a decay product from uranium. So eventually the uranium will decay into the gas radon.
And uranium is in the soil.
Yeah,
everywhere.
Uranium's a solid in the different rock beds and all throughout the earth. And once it decays into the gas then just rises out of the ground. And it was always known to exist. It's just we no one knew that it was actually getting trapped in houses until the 70s. And that's when they discovered that there's radon gas actually in houses, because houses, as it rises up out of the ground, houses are just recirculating the air that's in their house and not constantly flushing it with outdoor air. So therefore it gets trapped and can build up. And then you can read a certain amount of it in houses. And they discovered that in the 70s.
And that was discovered from someone that worked at a...
Yes, a gentleman who worked at Three Mile Island.
Gotcha.
Nuclear plant. He entered and set off the radiation detectors on the way into work 3 days in a row. And they finally wanted to find out where he was getting the contamination from and went to his house. And they found radon gas.
What are you sneaking out of here? Did you check his pockets?
Well, no, on the way out, he was clear. Oh, on the way in, he failed. So it was, what's he bringing in?
Yeah.
So, but, you know, I don't know factually what his level was. I was told that it might have been in the 3,000 range that they found in his house. But I do believe the record for indoor radon was found in a house in Hershey, Pennsylvania, a little over 6,000 picocuries.
6,000?
Yeah, is the record, I think.
Holy cow.
So, yeah. And so most of the homes here in Cincinnati area, Northern Kentucky.
The needle would be off the page, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's a little potent, right. But most of our homes here failing are usually failing under 20 picocuries. Yeah. So if you can imagine it, over 6,000, that's pretty significant.
Wow. So... you measure radon. What's the average radon level in homes in the greater Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky area? Are there any?
There's no real average.
It could be 20 picocuries in one neighborhood.
It could be 20 picocuries in one house, and the next door neighbor's house can average under one year round without a mitigation system.
Okay.
So it just really depends. So the gas. The amount of gas that's in your house is determined on how easily the gas is able to get out of the ground underneath your house.
Mm-hmm.
So if there happens to be a path of least resistance out of the ground underneath your particular house, well, you're going to have a lot more radon gas in your house than your neighbor who might have a big rock under his house and redirect it away from his house.
Okay.
So it's just, it's just how it flows out of the ground.
I have this talk with buyers when I do my buyer consultation, which is about an hour and a half, 2 hours, and we go through everything, and I touch on what I know about radon. Of course, we get to the home that they're going to look at, and they look around the neighborhood, and they don't see any. They says, well, we don't have to worry about radon here. I says, why is that? He says, well, none of the neighbors have mitigation systems, so I guess there isn't any radon. I said, no, there's radon everywhere. I says, the neighbor may not have it, or they may have never tested for it.
Right.
But I highly recommend that you test for it in your home.
Yeah, and also, the problem is people might test just once and do a short-term test and find a lower level of, let's say, 1.1, and then they'll never test again because they think that was the level. But in reality, that was only a level for the 2 or 3 days you did the test.
Mm-hmm.
All the your yearly result might be over 5 or 6 picocuries, but that 2-day period was 1.1. So you have to follow up if you're a homeowner doing testing,
mm-hmm.
you have to follow up your short-term test with long-term testing of at least 90 days. I mean, you could go as little as 30, but usually recommended 90 to 120 days to get a better sampling. And then, of course, the best sampling is to run a one-year test so you get your true yearly average. And that won't change year to year as long as you're the same family living in that house.
Gotcha. We'll go into more details after we go away from our break. First, I'd like to express my gratitude to all our troops, veterans, first responders, and our heroes in service and healthcare. That is the nurses, the doctors, the nurses' aides, the healthcare staff, the EMT staff, our police and firefighters. So often they deal with life and death situations. Thank them and keep them in your thoughts and prayers. The Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour is brought to you today by Mobile Radon Diagnostics. And Tino's phone number is 513-271-1212. Call him today. After our break, we're going to have a moment with Miles, and then we're going to talk about the 5 W's of radon. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour on WDJO, 1480 AM, now on FM 99.5 and 107.9.
The house is a rockin', don't bother knockin'. Yeah, the house is a rockin', don't bother knockin'.
Radon is a radioactive gas formed naturally by the decay of uranium in the soil. Unless you test for it, you'll never know it's there. Radon gas decays into particles that can get trapped in your lungs. The Surgeon General has warned that radon is a leading cause of lung cancer. Mobile Radon Diagnostics has been mitigating and testing radon since 1987. If you have a high radon reading, we can fix it. Guaranteed. Visit MobileRadonDiagnostics.com or call 513-271-1212.
Make new memories as you stroll down the indoor main street at Chesterwood Village in Westchester. It's where you can meet friends at the coffee shop, treat the grandkids to a couple of scoops at the ice cream parlor, or duck into the theater for a movie. Live on a quiet lane of patio homes, in a luxurious senior apartment, or in an assisted living suite with compassionate healthcare professionals just seconds away. At Chesterwood Village, you have the convenience of more specialized care if required, state-of-the-art rehab and therapy, as well as long-term respite or memory care. Chesterwood Village offers a home-like environment like no other, with daily activities to keep your mind and body moving. Call Jane at Chesterwood, a CareSpring community. Call today, 513-326-4000. That's 513-326-4000 for Chesterwood Village.
Guys, are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars for your ED medications? Hi, I'm Dan Beebe, owner of Save Discount Drugs in Covington, and we are excited to offer generic alternatives to Viagra and Cialis for as little as $5 per dose. Give us a call at 859-431-2857 to find out more. Save Discount Drugs can help you in other ways too. If you are uninsured or have high deductible insurance, Save Discount Drugs offers everyday low pricing on all of our medications, not just a few that are on the list. We even offer select antibiotics for just $1. So call us at 859-431-2857 to see how you can save time and money at Save Discount Drugs. We have free parking behind the store with a convenient back entrance. Save Discount Drugs is located four doors north of the Madison Theater at 716 Madison Avenue in downtown Covington. That's Save Discount Drugs, 859-431-2857, or check us out online at savediscountdrugs.com.
Hey, Jay, can you finish that induction range installation tomorrow?
Orders have really amped up at Nate's Electric.
We need to finish installing it first in Maine. Did we hear back from the grocery chain?
It's no shock he needs electricians, like yesterday.
Smart fridge. Everybody wants one of those these days.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Get on. Let's rock the house.
Thanks for listening and watching on Facebook and LinkedIn. My name is Gary Rosignol, certified residential specialist, better known as Cincinnati's Rock and Roll Realtor. No? Okay, well, just run the... Oh, okay. Usually we have a moment with Miles, but Miles doesn't seem to be on this morning. But anyway, later in the show, we're going to visit with Bill Kerrigan of the Dragonfly Foundation. Next week, my guest is Phil Forbes with Warsaw Federal. And, yeah, we want to definitely talk to him because markets shift, life changes, but people keep buying and selling real estate. And those of you who are looking for me on Facebook, yes, now you have me on Facebook. Sorry about that. I had it set wrong. Technology. Oh, is he there? Okay, good. All right. So anyhow, this is the moment we've been waiting for. This is the captain of our ship, Mr. Miles Beersford with RE/MAX Preferred Group. And this is A Moment with Miles. Huh? Is he there? Okay. Good morning, yeah. Miles.
Hey, Gary, rock and roll, my friend.
There you are.
Gary, pretty much everyone realizes that it's still a seller's market. The home selling process is still complex, and you want to avoid the buyer gaining the upper hand. There are a few common mistakes you should avoid. overlooking repairs. You should make repairs before putting your home on the market, especially big ticket items and safety concerns. Overpricing your home. Buyers are going to compare a sale price to other homes in the area, so your home should be priced competitively. Experienced agents have systems for helping you price your home. Communicating with the buyers. Another costly mistake is having too much communication with potential buyers. If you are emotionally invested in your home, you may end up giving away too much information. Always be truthful on your property disclosure form, but leave the communications to the buyer. Let them be handled by your realtor. Your agent and their is there to represent your interest and negotiate for you. Poor staging. Both cluttered homes and empty homes will be unappealing to buyers, so proper staging and curb appeal are important. The wrong attitude. This includes both patience and setting expectations too high. Not every potential buyer will submit a bid. It's also important to remember that once you receive an offer, you should take it seriously. When we receive an offer, we should never think of it as a first offer, but as potentially the only offer. That way, we treat each offer with the respect it deserves and can begin negotiations. And that's this morning's Moment with Miles.
That is some really, really good stuff, Miles. And, you know, people are still trying to sell their homes on their own, and they think, oh, we can just put a sign in the yard, and the buyers are gonna maybe have an open house, and the buyers are going to come walking through the door and offer us our price, and then it's sold. Doesn't happen that way. Doesn't happen that way. I'm glad you mentioned doing some of the repairs and doing some of the inspections ahead of time. That is so key to being successful in today's market and selling your home, because not all buyers are waiving inspections like they used to. You know, a year and a half ago, they were waiving all the inspections and the appraisals, and it's not quite that way any longer. So it's a good idea to have that stuff done up front. But thanks for pointing that out, Miles. That is Mr. Miles Beersford. He is the owner of RE/MAX Preferred Group, along with his lovely wife, Christine, the captains of our ship. So thanks for calling in. I appreciate that. Like I said before, next week I have Phil Forbes with Warsaw Federal. I'm grateful to all my regular listeners. Just to name a few, we've got Carol in South Lebanon, Betty Sanders, Steve Templin, RE/MAX Real, or Jane Real, Felicia from Mason, Mike and Nancy from Indiana, Mike Carroll and Lonnie DeLamaster, my family, and all the many realtor friends who tune in or watch each week. You're welcome to give us a call if you'd like to. Our number is 513-563-1480. We'll answer. Oh, we have Annie with a question on line one. Yeah, put your headphones on. Good morning, Annie. This is Gary.
Hi. I had a thought that came to my mind about new construction.
Okay.
If you're in an older neighborhood and they start with new construction, does that affect the radon? And then the second question would be, are they just automatically putting the systems into new construction?
Sure. So great questions. In clarifying, do you mean that the new construction on someone else's lot affect your house, or are you asking, does the new construction affect the house they're building?
No, affect the older homes at all.
Okay, so yeah, in answer to that question, no, not at all. Because uranium comes from the different rock beds, hundreds and hundreds of feet down in the ground, only if they were mining uranium would it affect any other house in the area. So nothing, no construction, no new home can affect the radon in your house.
Oh, okay.
All right. And then is your second question again?
Was, are the homes being built now, are they automatically putting the radon systems in?
Yes. So there are a lot of custom home builders that are actually doing that the correct way by hiring a mitigation specialist to actually install these mitigation systems as the homes are being built. It's also called radon-resistant new construction, but it is not an automatic thing. So it is more of a custom thing, and the buyers tend to instigate that with their builders.
Oh, okay. Just a couple of thoughts that came to mind.
Yeah, and it's a great thing to do.
I thought I'd ask the expert.
Yeah, sure. If you do new construction, radon-resistant new construction, the proper way, the way the protocols outline, you really can get levels in that new house almost to 0.0. But, you know, again, you might have a little bit above that. But it's a great way to mitigate a house from the beginning.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for the information.
Good questions, Annie. Thanks for listening, and thanks for calling in. We appreciate you.
Okay. All right.
Good.
Bye. Have a good day.
You too now.
Yeah.
Thanks.
We were talking about that off the air.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, good timing. So I guess that is in a lot of people's minds. And radon can be found anywhere, everywhere. It's a good idea to test.
Yeah, radon's everywhere. You could take a cardboard box, walk out to your front lawn, turn it upside down, and put a radon detector in there, and you're going to find radon gas in that cardboard box.
So for our listeners, if you would like to get a free do-it-yourself test kit, just call me at 513-563-1480 for the end of the show. I have one or two of them sitting on my desk. I'll be happy to share those with you. You can get them on Amazon. You can go to your website.
Yep.
MobileRadonDiagnostic.com.
Yep.
I think they're $17 or $18.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah. Really yep. cheap. I did it at my house. I used two of them like yep. you suggested. Hung them in the basement according to the directions. Sent them into the laboratory. Within a couple of days, they sent me an email with the results.
Excellent.
I think I was at 2.1 picocuries.
Yeah, was that the average of the two? Or
yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, over the two-week period.
Right. And do you know what the recommended level of trying to maintain levels under at all times would be in your house as a homeowner?
I have no idea.
Under two.
Under two, okay.
Yeah, so you need me, Gary.
There you go. All right. We'll have to test again and have you come out and do that. So tune in on Sunday nights at 7 o'clock. For John Englehart and the Soda Shop Sunday, right here on WDJO. The Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour is brought to you today by Mobile Radon Diagnostic. His phone number is 513-271-1212. Give him a call today. Don't touch that dial. Coming up next is my music history, and then we'll talk about what safe level radon is in your home. I just found out what mine is. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour on WDJO 1480 AM, now on FM 99.5 and 107.9.
Have you been thinking about selling your house or maybe thinking about downsizing and the process just seems overwhelming? Either way, we've got the answers. Gary Rosignol, real estate pro at RE/MAX Preferred Group and host of the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour, has put his vast real estate knowledge to work for people like you. He can help you put together a plan for selling your home or finding a new place to settle down. And why is now the best time to make your move? Rent prices are always going up, so buying a home is your best option. Let Gary walk you through the process. Call him today at 513-777-2402. That's 513-777-2402 to get started. He's licensed in Ohio and Kentucky, so he can help you out no matter where you live.
Experience the ultimate in automotive luxury, beauty, and performance at the 45th Cincinnati Concours d'Elegance, Sunday, June 11th in Ault Park. See hundreds of the most spectacular cars and motorcycles of all time. Enjoy a craft beer garden and browse the Will Sherman Automotive Art Show. The featured mark of this year's concourse, 75 Years of Porsche, is sponsored by Porsche of the Village. Other special displays at the Concours d'Elegance include the 70th anniversary of the Corvette and the 85th anniversary of the Volkswagen Beetle. It's the show car lovers look forward to all year, and it's coming up June 11th. Tickets are available at ohioconcours.com.
Dr. Peck is probably, without a doubt, the best in Cincinnati. If you're comfortable with your smile, then you don't have a problem laughing or smiling at the situation or whatever it might be. I've never had a problem that Dr. Peck didn't solve. He does such a good job. They're very natural looking. Dr. Peck puts the patient first.
For your own beautiful new smile, call Dr. Fred Peck at 513-621-7666 or visit PeckSmiles.com.
I'm Judy King. and I love my new smile.
You know, it's easy to turn your unwanted, broken, or unused gold and silver jewelry and coins into needed cash. Gold and silver class rings, wedding bands, and coin collections can all be turned into needed cash fast at Franklin Street Coin Company in Evendale. They are paying more because they buy more. Get the highest prices available fast at Franklin Street Coin Company, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Sports. Go Buckeyes!
I'll be home, my darling. Please wait.
This is one of my favorite parts of the show. It's time for Gary's music history. And on this day back in 1956, American singer, actor Pat Boone was at number one on the singles chart with I'll Be Home. Boone scored over 30 top 40 hit singles during the 50s and early 60s and was the second biggest charting artist behind Elvis Presley. And on this day in 1964, the first edition of the official The Rolling Stone book was issued. The publication ran for 30 issues. Also on this day, at producer Phil Spector's suggestion, the Stones recorded It's All Over Now, I Can't Be Satisfied, and Time Is On My Side at Chess Studios in Chicago. During the day, the Stones got to meet their favorite stars, Muddy Waters, Willie Dixon, Buddy Guy, and Chuck Berry. And on this day in 1967, the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band went to number one. Costing $42,500 to produce the album, was recorded over 700 hours of studio time. It was also the first album to print the lyrics on the sleeve. The album spent 27 weeks at number one on the chart. Wow. And on this day in 1975, the Eagles released their fourth studio album, One of These Nights, which became the Eagles' first number one album on Billboard's chart. The album produced three top 10 singles. One of These Nights, Lion Eyes, and Take It to the Limit were just three of them. And on this day in 2004, U.S. singer-songwriter Ray Charles died at the age of 73. Glaucoma rendered Charles blind at the age of six. He scored the 1962 number one single, I Can't Stop Loving You, plus over 30 other top 40 singles, and the 2005 number one album, Genesis Loves Company. Charles, who was married twice, had fathered 12 children by nine different women, appeared in the 1980 movie The Blues Brothers, was also the winner of 17 Grammy Awards. What a life. On this day in the year 2006, the surviving members of Led Zeppelin met at a secret rehearsal space in England to run through songs for their forthcoming O2 Arena benefit tribute to Atlantic Records co-founder, the late Ahmet Etkin. It was the first time the three members had been in the same room with instruments since their four-song set at Led Zeppelin's 1995 induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Well, that was 11 years. Might have been a little rusty. On this day in the year 2016, Rod Stewart was knighted in the Queen's Birthday Honors List for services to music and charity. Stewart said, I've led a wonderful life and have had a tremendous career thanks to the generous support of the Great Britain public. This monumental honor has topped it off, and I couldn't ask for anything more. Said well, Rod. Born on this day back in 1922, Judy Garland, singer, actress. She played Dorothy in the 1939 film Wizard of Oz, sang Over the Rainbow in the film, and 1961 U.S. number one comeback album Judy at Carnegie Hall. Over the Rainbow was voted the song of the century in the year 2001 poll published in America. She died June 22nd, 1969 of a barbiturate overdose. What a shame. You haven't seen the movie. You need to. And we watched it on black and white. It wasn't until years later when we had color TV, we went, wow, it changed the color. I hope you enjoyed these musical notes as much as I did while researching them for you. I'm called the Rock and Roll Realtor because I play with the greatest classic rock band, Bluestone Ivory. Go to bluestoneivory.com or come out tonight at Jim and Jackson Riverside on River Road near Anderson Ferry. We'll be at Bridgewater Falls on June 21st and July the 7th at Deerfield Township. Our list goes on for the summer. Go to bluestoneivory.com for our full schedule. I have with me this morning Tino Pucci. He's the owner of the very first radon mitigation company in Cincinnati. I'm so happy and glad that he comes down here a couple times a year just to talk about radon, what it is, who should test for it. I found out I need to retest and have you come out and mitigate my house because it's just a tad over two, and that could be serious. What does it mean? Now, how does EPA come up with a protocol of 4 picocuries per liter?
4 picocuries is just, it means nothing for health.
They just pulled that number out of the air, didn't they?
Well, yeah, I mean, there was a little, there was an incentive from the real estate, National Real Estate Organization, to provide realtors with a tool to make a decision as to whether to mitigate at the time of a sale. And that's where the 4 comes from. At that time, when they came up with 4, they had done enough sample mitigations across the country to realize that for a reasonable amount of money, they can mitigate almost every house under 4.0. But if they could have mitigated houses under 2.0, then they would have set the action level at 2.0. But they realized that getting a lot of homes under 2 would require a lot of extra work and money, and felt that that would be an undue burden on sellers and buyers. So therefore, they set the action level at 4. For a real estate transaction. However, for homeowners, they recommend levels be below 2 at all times. So, of course, if you mitigate a house and the house is not below 2, then they would like to see you do more work to try to get it below 2. Or if you have an unmitigated house and you're not below 2, they'd like to see you mitigate to get it below 2.
Gotcha. Okay. So what are the ramifications of your home? Let's say my home is at 2 picocuries or 2.2 picocuries per
year. Well, one thing to realize is your home's not actually at a particular level all the time. It constantly fluctuates within an 8-point swing. So, or can easily within an 8-point swing, because your house is very susceptible to the outdoor weather conditions, the barometric pressures in the ground, and most importantly, your activity and how you live in the house. Your activity and how you live will dictate your yearly average. If you move out of that house and a different family moves in and lives differently than the way you live, meaning coming and going, how you set the temperature.
More people
or less people. Their yearly average can be different than your yearly average because you're helping to dictate the flow of air in and out of your house. So it's really important that not only do you test once, but you do follow-up testing and you try to get your yearly average. But of course, if your yearly average is above 2, that's when they recommend you try to mitigate as low as possible. And ramifications of exposure, you know, according to the EPA, they say that through their studies, they've realized that an exposure of 0.5 is comparable to smoking one cigarette a day. So obviously, if you feel that smoking is harmful to you, then you probably don't want to smoke a cigarette a day. So you want your levels lower than 0.5.
0.5 once. So 1 picocurie per liter would be like smoking 2 cigarettes a day.
I mean, possibly. I don't know. I just looked at, I have on my brochure, I have the
either way,
stats.
It's not healthy.
It's more than one, yes. I think it's on the back of it.
Oh, yeah, there we go. 0.5 is like smoking 1 cigarette a day. 2 is like smoking 4 cigarettes a day.
There you go.
Yeah. And at four, it's like smoking 8 cigarettes a day. Wow. That's good information.
Yeah, so it's not good for you. That's
no,
for sure.
No, of course not. All right, so mobileradondiagnostic.com. It's a great website.
Thank you.
All the information that you need is on there. You can also, they can go to the links, I guess.
Yeah, the links are pretty cool on there because I link you to the geological websites.
First thing is do-it-yourself test kits.
Yep. You can go to the Toledo site through there, and Toledo University are the ones that gather all the Ohio radon information. Mm-hmm. So they're the ones that have all the statistics of how many tests are done and what levels are and blah, blah, blah. You know, all that is gathered with them. And, of course, the EPA links there, links you to all the different protocols that they have. And so really good links.
So for $42, you can get a 3-pack of air check, 3 to 7 day radon test kits, or you can just how would you recommend doing the 2 of the air check?
Well, again, it depends on
the track long term.
Yeah, it depends on what you're testing for. Obviously, you know, you could always call us and we can do an active CRM continuous radon monitor test. Mm-hmm. And we usually charge $150 for that. And that actually gives you hourly readouts and a graph. So that's really the most detailed test that you can get. But if you were going to do your own testing and you wanted to see what your basement level is compared to your first floor, the 3-pack is a great pack because you would take 2 of them and put them 4 inches apart in the basement and then take the third one and at the same exact time, throw it on your first floor, maybe in your family room or something.
Okay.
And then you can get a good comparison of what my basement and first floor are both doing at the exact same time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good idea. Or just call you.
Yes.
513-271-1212. Do we have a special for radio show listeners?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Whatever our special was.
Last time, I think it was $100.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll do that.
Just tell them you heard them on the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour, and you're going to get a $50 discount on your test.
There you go.
There you go. Stay with us. Next, we're going to visit with Bill Kerrigan of the Dragonfly Foundation. You've been listening to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour on WDJO 1480 AM, now on FM 99.5 and 107.9.
Radon is a radioactive gas formed naturally by the decay of uranium in the soil. Unless you test for it, you'll never know it's there. Radon gas decays into particles that can get trapped in your lungs. The Surgeon General has warned that radon is a leading cause of lung cancer. Mobile Radon Diagnostics has been mitigating and testing radon since 1987. If you have a high radon reading, we can fix it. Guaranteed. Visit mobileradondiagnostics.com or call 513-271-1212.
Get ready for a night of solid gold with the Temptations. The Four Tops. Same night, same stage. Friday, July 28th, Rose Music Center at the Heights. The Temptations and the Four Tops together live. Reserve seats on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and the Rose Music Center box office. The Temptations and the Four Tops.
Are you looking for a taste of New Orleans? Then come to Brew River for 100% made from scratch Creole cooking. Brew River Creole Kitchen is open every Wednesday through Sunday for dinner. And on Sundays, NOLA brunch from 10 to 3 with rotating musicians, along with Sunday dinner from 3 to 9. And starting at 6, you'll be entertained by the Twirlers playing the blues. Wednesday is happiest hours all night with $3 martinis, $2 off all bar drinks, and half off all wine bottles. Thursday, Jamba Thursday. Our much-loved jambalaya is served with a Brew River salad for $16, normally a $26 value. And be sure to visit our wine shop for boutique small production wines to take home with you. For dine-in or pickup and great live New Orleans genre blues, jazz, and roots music Friday through Sundays, make Brew River your place to be. Brew River Creole Kitchen on Eastern Avenue and online at brewrivercreolekitchen.com. Brew River Creole Kitchen.
How many times have you called an automotive service shop to get work done on your car just to find out they're backed up for 2 weeks or more? Hi, I'm Robert Nolan of John Nolan Auto Service. John Nolan Auto Service is ready right now to work on your car. We can do anything from a simple oil change, new tires, brakes, or an entire engine overhaul. Our ASC certified technicians can do it all and at a fair price. So if you're hearing strange noises in your vehicle, call John Nolan Auto Service at 859-261-8833 for an appointment today. John Nolan Auto Service, trusted in Cincinnati for over 50 years, is located on 4th Street in Newport, Kentucky, just across from the World Peace Bell. Call us at 859-261-8833 for your appointment today.
A good deal better at John Nolan.
Get on, let's rock the house.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour with yours truly, Gary Rosagnoli, your senior real estate specialist with RE/MAX Preferred Group. And usually this time we have Bill Kerrigan that calls in. He's running a little late or may not be able to call in today, but I'll just tell you a little bit about the Dragonfly Foundation. They do support pediatric cancer families and patients by an amazing feat. They build a network that connects Dragonfly families to each other and the community, and they provide programs to enhance their quality of life. These programs are in partner with the greatest children's hospital in the country. That's our very own Cincinnati Children's Hospital. Dragonfly Foundation, what they do, ladies and gentlemen, is they do not do any medical research or medical help. They work on the psyche of the patient and their family. Imagine, just put yourself in Omaha, Nebraska, and your child gets sick and you go to the doctor. And the doctor diagnosed your child with a blood disease or a cancer, and they say, you need to get to Cincinnati Children's Hospital now. What do? You drop everything. You pack up the few things in a suitcase, and you head to Cincinnati to Children's Hospital. Many families come in with the kids in tow, on fumes, left their job behind, left their family, left everything behind to get their child into Cincinnati Children's Hospital to get treatment right away. Well, they're welcome with this big blue bag with all the things that they didn't think about packing that they need. Airbrush, hairspray, toothbrush, toothspray, cell phone chargers, you name it. The bag has over $250, $275 worth of stuff in it that they welcome you with. Not only that, but the volunteers that have been part of Dragonfly Foundation going on 13 years now, they're there to say, you know what, it's okay. We've been there. We've done that. What happens with in this situation, the 5 or 6 year old child who is diagnosed or under that, it could be 1 year old, could be 6 months old, diagnosed with blood disease or cancer. They think it's my fault, and their siblings feel left out, and mom and dad start dickering over money things. And I was part of a transaction once where they lost their house because their child had some serious ear surgery. Insurance only covered half of it. They were in hock for over $150,000, $200,000 on themselves. Mom and dad ended up getting a divorce because of it. Of course, the son felt it was his fault. The bank took the house back. It was a terrible situation. They didn't have the Dragonfly Foundation, but folks who have the Dragonfly Foundation become dragonflies. They don't go through that anguish. They have a group of folks that sympathize, empathize, and back them up and work with them. They distract them from their disease. They send them to concerts and shows and sporting events, and they hold events year-round. Just go to dragonfly.org and go to the events page, Edgewater Sports Park Car Show benefiting the Dragonfly Foundation is on June the 18th from 10 to 5. That'll be a fun event. There's stuff going on all the time. But if you want to help the Dragonfly Foundation right now, just get your smartphone out, text the word WINGS15 to 71777. And there are very safe, secure websites going to open up and allow you to donate whatever you feel comfortable with. $5. The Dragonfly Foundation is almost 100% volunteers, very few paid employees, 87.5 cents per dollar goes right to the families. Not too many nonprofits can boast that kind of breakdown. So what else you can do is you can, they need gift cards of all sorts from anywhere, any restaurant, any grocery store, any department store. I recommend that you go to Kroger's, use your Kroger Community Rewards card, designate the Dragonfly Foundation, because every time you buy something using your rewards card, not only are you earning gas points, which my wife loves, but they're also donating a small portion of everything that you spend to the Dragonfly Foundation or whatever charity that you name on your community rewards card. Buy a gift card for $50 or $100 to your favorite restaurant, to your favorite gas station or whatever. And, of course, a portion of that's going to go to the Dragonfly Foundation. You're going to earn gas points. It's a home run. You want to do that. So go to Kroger's. Thank you, Kroger's, for your generous donation to the Dragonfly Foundation. We love it. We've had Tino Pucci here in the studio this morning. He stops by every 4 or 5 months. Too long in between times. We need to get you in here a lot earlier in the next couple of months, because radon is not a... It's not a seasonal event. It doesn't come and go like the weather. It's always there. Now, the weather could affect it a little bit, couldn't it?
It does, yeah.
So how does the weather in the wintertime affect your radon levels in the summertime?
The different weather conditions, certainly wind, barometric pressure, all these kinds of changing weather, storm fronts moving in, all of that affects the amount of radon gas and how fast it's coming up out of the ground. But the difference between summer and winter is winter in some of your northern climate areas, you have this kind of like stack effect that happens where, you know, the cold air pushes that warm air up, causing a little more suction on the ground. And so that tends to increase the radon levels in some of your northern, you know, climate areas, your colder climate areas in the wintertime.
That is Tino Pucci with Mobile Radon Diagnostic, and their phone number is 513-271-1212. If you're thinking about selling your house, or you're not thinking about selling your house, you've been living in your house for 20 or 30 years, and you often wondered, you know, my show today prompted a couple questions. You know, should we get it tested? Well, you can save $50. Call him, let him know you heard us on the radio, and he'll give you a $50 discount.
You actually shouldn't wait till you're selling your house, because then you have to mitigate for someone else's benefit.
Right.
If you do it while you're living in the house, at least you can benefit from it.
Exactly. So, I mean, whether you're selling your house or not, you want to get it checked right away. So give them a call at 513-271-1212. Thanks for everybody who listened today. Please remember, I am a realtor, certified residential specialist, and a senior real estate specialist. I do all this so I can help you better. Just call me at 513-777-2402. Stepping into the studio live is Wesley Adams and Max Gunderman on the Car Tech Show. So stay right where you are. We did leave you with a few questions today. And this is Bluestone Ivory's live recorded version of Chicago's hit, Questions 67 and 68.
for another great show. And if you have any real estate questions, just call me at 513-777-2402 or go to rockandrollrealestateagent.com. Thanks to all my sponsors who make this show possible, as well as Chris and Miles Beresford, brokers of RE/MAX Preferred Group. A special thanks to WDJO station manager Gary Stevens and my producer, Dan Gettelfinger. I would also like to shout out to all my clients, friends, family, fans of Blue Sun Ivory, the Dragonfly Foundation, and especially my wife, Mary Jo. Until next week, keep knocking on my rockin' houses. So long for now.